201 in our hymnals. And can it be that I should gain? Let's sing this and let's let the Holy Spirit give us a greater revelation of His love. Open your heart to that, shall we? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's stand together. Somewhat, we know somewhat, but God, we pray this evening that you'll open our hearts, our eyes. Lord, you'll enlarge our hearts to know in a fuller way how much love was spilt on Calvary. Oh God, help us not to stay complacent in this. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll so move. Open our hearts, open our eyes, open our minds, Lord, to know in a greater way this amazing love that was shed abroad through the Holy Spirit. We need your aid tonight, dear God. We need the help of the Holy Spirit, oh God, to move in us, to work in us, oh Lord Jesus. All we can do is throw open the doors of our hearts and say, come in, Holy Spirit, do your work. Give us a greater revelation of Jesus Christ. Let us know His love in a fuller way. Take us, oh God, we pray. Lord, we ask, dear Jesus, by your great and almighty hand that you will move and work in this service tonight for your kingdom's sake, we pray. We ask you to do this all, Father, and the one who made it possible, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Let's sing that third. No condemnation now. thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, O merciful Father. We thank you, O God. Praise the Lord. Praise His mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And can it be? Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For your great mercy, O God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. O God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, dear God. Praise you, dear Jesus. Can the sin issue really be settled? Is it really settled? Has Christ truly paid the price for us? You know, oh, till we comprehend that, we'll never shout, you know. We'll never open. But when we do, how can we not say, oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. You know, okay, you may be here tonight, and you may be saying, well, Brother Keith, yeah, I'm not perfect. Well, how do you like that? I never would have guessed. You know, you all look pretty, well, most of you look pretty good to me. But the sin issue is settled. And you know, we're able to come into His presence with boldness. Come boldly to the throne of grace. And yeah, we can come as we are, but the wonderful love of Christ has made it that we don't leave as we are. He takes us as we are and He makes us what we ought to be. That's good news. That's real good news. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Oh, you're all alive, thank God. Thought I lost you. Thought you, you know, if I closed my eyes, I would have thought some of you left. Maybe that would have been okay. But let's sing that. If you closed it, it's 201. Let's be seated. And, you know, let's sing that third verse again. No condemnation now I dread. Why, God has made a way for us to stay in His presence till He perfects that which concerns us. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I grew up in church, as I've mentioned, and I remember on a Sunday evening, boy, the folks would start worshiping the Lord, and I wanted to worship. I felt it in my heart. You know, I really did. But there were issues. You see, I wasn't quite perfect. There were things that I knew God wasn't pleased with. There were things I didn't want to surrender. Anyone here feel that way? Don't raise your hand. It's a rhetorical question. But I felt like, God, I love you. I need you. But, Lord, I just can't surrender those things. And that held me back from worshiping. And, you know, I thank God the day that the Lord helped me to realize that worship isn't about me. It's about who He is. That He's awesome. That He's God. That He's our Heavenly Father. That He is perfect and holy. And that even though I know I have my faults, I have my, well, unconquered areas yet, that haven't been fully conquested by His Spirit, that He is still worthy of my praise. Because He made a way for a filthy, wretched child of Adam to come into His holy presence. The day I got that, I shouted. The day I got that, you know, I didn't care who was in the room, who saw me. The day I got that, I didn't care who didn't praise. I was going to worship Him. I was going to praise Him and give God the glory. May God so meet us tonight in that way. No condemnation. Isn't it so awesome that you can come as you are? That God loves us. That, you know, we do get spiffed up for Sundays. I tuck my shirt in on Sundays. Do all of that. And that's important. That's reverence. Okay. But I can't do that spiritually. You know, I just can't get it all together. I can't get it right. I can't straighten myself out till, well, God looks down and go, Schneider, you look good. No. All I can do is say, I believe in Jesus. He's my Savior. Oh God, thank you for that sacrifice. And the Father opens His arms to us. And He changes us, right? And that grace, as Titus says, teaches us how to live a godly life. Oh, thank God for that. Well, let's sing this third verse. We are going to have some things tonight. Of course, we have communion. We want to prepare our hearts for that. But we also are going to pray for the... I was almost going to call you missionaries, because you're going to the far-off village. Some of you don't return. The same. But we want to pray for these. And I'm going to already give you a heads up. We're not just going to pray for them. We're going to call on God to send the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Otherwise, you know, last year was great, but why shouldn't this year be even greater? Why do I say that? Because it's darker out there than last year. You don't know that? Yeah, I think you all do. So, if it's getting darker out there, why shouldn't it get lighter in here?
Amen.
Why shouldn't we have more of the Holy Spirit? Why shouldn't we have more liberty in the Holy Ghost? Right? Absolutely. So we're going to believe God to just pour out His Spirit and aid these missionaries to the village and the cottage as well. So good to see Sister Auntie here. And we're going to back her up and her staff 100%. Because great and awesome things can happen in that cottage. Amen?
Amen.
And do happen. So that's on the agenda tonight. We're also going to hear from our sister Andriok, and Sister Auntie, I would like to invite you too, if you would like to share too, of your anticipations for the work there. Feel free, if you don't feel so free or so inclined, then you won't. I'm used to doing what you say, so, and that's fine. I want to also say to the counselors, feel free if you want to share as well what you're anticipating God to do. That helps sometimes to declare it and decree it. This is what I believe God is going to do. To the rest of us, our guest, staff, it's always good on a night when we have communion to give God thanks for the cross. Maybe you want to share a word of thanks for the shed blood of Christ. Well, then you feel free to do that as well. So let's sing that third verse again and let's worship our Lord. Feel free.
No
Thank you.
I was blessed by what our brother Tim shared. And as he was sharing it, I sensed in my heart by the Holy Spirit to give an invitation. I wonder if there are any others in this room, and this isn't for all, maybe you've done this, but I wonder if there's any others in this room who felt that same call that our brother expressed and declared to us. I must give Jesus my all. And this precious song, nothing less than full surrender. And I want to just invite you that if you feel that way as our brother Tim, why don't you just stand and let's sing this again? No, don't do it just because everyone's doing it, but if you feel that, you know, I want to give Jesus my all. Lord, I surrender. What a great evening offering that would be, wouldn't it? And so let's sing it again. If I feel that way, I'm going to surrender all tonight. Nothing less to Jesus. If you feel that way, stand with me and we're going to sing this. The chorus again.
Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than yielding all. Nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call. Yielding body, soul, and spirit for a master to possess.
Amen. Amen.
Working out his will and purpose.
Nothing less.
Nothing
less. Amen. Now I want to invite you to go a step further. Because now I feel the Holy Spirit would like to invite you to raise your hands and surrender.
Jesus.
Oh, but maybe you've never did that. Well, tonight you're giving your all.
Jesus.
So, all to Jesus. All to Jesus. Let's sing it again.
Nothing less.
Nothing less. Oh, God, I surrender. Pray, Father, you'll accept this offering unto you. As Brother Tim said, we can do nothing. All we can do is surrender. Oh, Lord, we surrender our will. We surrender, oh, God, our pride. We surrender, oh, God, our stubborn nature. Lord, we surrender our own perception of who you are. We just surrender to you tonight. And God, these that have stood, that have raised their hands, we want you to control us. We want you to work out your will in us. have your way in us. Oh God, we pray that you will clearly, by the Holy Ghost, move us away from the things that we love. Teach us to love as you love. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name, work in us, not only tonight, but Lord, in a mighty way while we're all here at camp. In a mighty way, get a hold of us, we pray. We yield and give you that permission, Lord, as you're the great and sovereign God, but yet, we give that to you. We surrender that to you. In Jesus' name, that thy kingdom might come, that thy will might be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, thank God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to hear from our sister Mary, but I just want to share a thought with you. The more you're aware of what's happening in the world today, Lord, help me to say this discreetly. But the more that we are impacted with the internet, the more we are impacted with the television and the movies, the more that the sexuality is sweeping through our land in such a way that's captivating and taking the minds and bodies of this generation, the more we need to yield in meetings like this. The more we need to say, oh God, I mortify the members of my body to you. Sanctify me wholly, oh God. You know, we'll never, ever be able to keep ourselves clean. We'll never be able to keep our minds pure. Or we'll never be able to keep these bodies completely for His purpose until we learn to yield in a safe place, in this ark of safety called a Holy Ghost meeting. And I want to say to our young people, you know, every suggestion of the Holy Spirit that you yield to just increases the revelation of Christ in you. Get that. Throw your pride out. Put on a little bit of humility. I just want to encourage you. I want to coach you that way. Just yield to that. I wish I had done that so much sooner in my experience with Christ. I remember Reverend Gardner. I wish you all could have known this man of God. But he taught us that. And you know, very often he had a suggestion of the Holy Spirit. And the wise said, would just say, I'm going to just be simple enough to just, okay, Lord. We need to yield more of our members to Christ and say, God, use me. Because we're watching the world, we're watching the enemy use people's bodies and minds in the most wicked, perverse ways. I don't know if there's ever been a generation as such. And so here, the Holy Spirit, our brother initiated, really, and through the Holy Spirit, to yield our all to Christ. Let's just be more and more open and yielded to Him. Let's see what God will do. The only thing that you're going to lose is your happiness. I used to think that, you know. I used to think, okay. I remember when I finally said, I'm just going to yield to you. You know, I made up my mind and said, I'm good. I said, and I thought, God, if I have to live like a monk and just sort of, you know, shave the back of my head. But He took care of that. And just if I have to be miserable for the rest of my life, I'm going to do your will. And I got disappointed. Because Christ gives you so much joy. Right? And do, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. It's true, Brother Keith. Sister Mary, come on.
I got 50 girls down there that I'm going to be seeing. Some have come every year. We love it when they come back. And we trust God to reach in, right? Do we trust God in our meetings, girls?
Yes.
To just touch their hearts, to draw them to Himself, to do something new to help them. Because they're afraid. They struggle. In their schools, things are happening. Wrong, is right now. Wow, wait a minute, that's wrong. No, that's right now. They're being taught that things that were wrong 10 years ago are okay today. Not okay, let's proclaim them. And they are bombarded, and I don't need to say all that anyway, but what I want to talk about is, in the village, we will talk about being washed and being cleaned by the Word of God. We're going to look at John 15. The third verse says, "Now are you clean, Jesus said, to the words which I have spoken unto you." I have this burden in my heart to show the girls that just by reading this word, God can cleanse your hearts, your minds, and teach you something about himself that's solid, that's true, that will never change. And so we're going to be talking about just reading God's word and washing and being clean. So I'm thankful that for the group of counselors that we've all got here together. And I'm thankful that we all have this one mind that we want to see the campers sense the love of God. We want to see the campers' eyes open to God's word. "The Holy Ghost will teach you all things I have said unto you," Jesus said. He's going to teach them and open their eyes to this word. I can't wait to see those lights come on. and I know this is the 70th year, and I think we were challenged to trust God to fill with the Holy Ghost. I don't know how that happens, but I know that God does that. And so I'm praying that some girls will find to the Holy Ghost and be filled with the Holy Ghost and strengthened to live for him as they leave this place and go to their own homes, their own schools, their own block they live on. And so if you would like to pray with us, I thank you. And please, those of you that are here, befriend a camper. Smile at them. Some are afraid when they first come or they don't have any friends. Please smile. Talk to them. Make this a big camp family. We're not the village in Watch Rock. We are the Pilgrim Camp family. So I'd like it if we could all work together to help these girls to sense the love of God. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Sister Auntie, did you want to share anything?
First of all, I'm very, very thankful for the camp. And I was barely saved, not too long before that, when I first came to camp. For the first time, was done. You can imagine it, maybe. Once upon a time, was done. But that's where Jesus was with me, right here at camp. And first of all, waitress, and then counseling, and the rest of the time I was counseling, cottage, village, also the mansion up here, and so on. And, but I knew that Jesus had called me. He gave me a wonderful thought right here at camp, and it was very personal. And when I was seeking him, that's when the four things. Selfing and to teach about salvation. And I didn't know at that time what it was going to be, but as years went, I noticed that Jesus was speaking to me, right? And, but I'm very, very thankful for Pilgrim Camp. And this year, when I thought about 70 years Pilgrim Camp, I was thinking about Pilgrim. What does it mean really to be a pilgrim? And then it came to me, well, Pilgrim's Progress. That's the right, huh? What a pilgrim is. And so I'm using Pilgrim's Progress this year for the children. And it starts right there with conviction. And then going through the gate, that means repentance, coming to the cross, where we have forgiveness of sin and so on. And so then we have continues what it is to be a pilgrim. But first of all, we have to get saved. And not just barely saved, but really saved and born again. happen. That's very important. You have to pray. Because it doesn't happen just happen by talking to the children. But it happens by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so we have to pray for these younger ones. And it's so important that you get saved when you're young. Especially in this time of where we're living in this age. And that they don't even fall into all the traps that's happening today. And so that we will be safe and thoroughly safe and know what's all about. And so Pilgrim's Progress is a real good illustration for them. And to know what it means to be good. And not to start, but also end. And what's in between. And there are many things like the real difficulty. It's not just once a day. It's every day. And other things. And joy and also sadness and fighting a good fight and the fighting and so on. And so I really spent some time to go to Progress again, and I could tell you the whole thing right now. I don't have to think much, I just know what comes next. But it's not enough. It's not enough. I have to pray. And so I have been praying a lot. Not only for body, but for camp. If Pilgrim Camp would still be what it used to be and should be, 40%. And that's what we need. I don't just need to think myself to Jesus, but I have to live it. I have to live the life 40% people and really please him and live when we are sure. That's what I learned when I was here a few years before. It was nearly a weekend, and the Lord baptized me once, a great baptism in the Holy Spirit. There was no question about it, and I was completely changed. And I'm so thankful for that. I think, thank God for the Pilgrim Camp, the those that are praying for us. For many are praying. We should always pray for the Pilgrim Camp. And as soon as the season starts, we start praying Friday night. And I'm very thankful that Jesus wants to save. Not want to save, but keep them saved. Help them to go on with the Lord. And then they continue in the village. It's just trust them. And then the village continues. So I'm very thankful for this.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we look at the cottage to you, Lord God. We pray for these three little buildings, Father.
Yes.
Father, we pray you send a host of angels to surround those buildings.
We pray
that you would just open up the heavens and you would post angels on the top of the buildings right now before they get there. Lord, we pray for the steps. We pray for all the beds. We pray for the sand area. We pray for that whole entire area, Lord.
Yes.
Especially we pray for the little buildings for some reason. Lord, we praise you, Lord God. We bless you. We pray your blessings. Cover those buildings. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Yes, dear God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are gonna have a prayer, more prayer, for the cottage, the village.